Meganaga Beeson Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju, and it is that time of year. It is the annual Fall Pledge Drive here at KFAI. If you are looking to make a pledge not only to the Filipino-American National News, but all the other glorious shows here at KFAI, you can do so in a few ways. You can do so through the phone lines at 612-375-9030. Or you can also do it online at kfai.org. And for our new listeners out there, the Filipino American National News is the longest running weekly Filipino American radio show in the entire United States. We love to bring to our listening audience a wide variety of content, whether we have guests who are activists, political leaders, celebrities, athletes. We have a wide variety of guests that we have had on the show. Some of the most recent guests that we have had on the Filipino American National News is Filipino American comedian J.R. De Guzman, who was here a few months back for the Minnesota Comedy Festival, and he was able to grace our airwaves this past summer on our show. And we also had current Minnesota Vikings starting safety Cam Bynum as a guest after one of the past preseason games against the 49ers. The ironic part about Cam Bynum is the Minnesota Vikings are on bye week, and as most people might go stay in town or go see family in other states or even go to places like Mexico, Cam Bynum took the 23-hour flight to the Philippines for some R&R and some volunteer work with some humanitarian causes that are near and dear to his heart. And hopefully in the near future, we will once again have Cam Bynum on the Filipino American National News. As we said, it is pledge drive here at KFEI. You can make a pledge by calling the phone line at 612-379-0030, or you can also do it online at kfei.org. It was quite a busy week here in the Filipino American community. Two things were highlighted in the last couple weeks on the local television news on Care 11. 2 weeks back, one of the co-founders of Indigenous Roots, Marian Quiros, along with her husband Sergio, who founded Indigenous Roots, a nonprofit organization based out of the east side of St. Paul, had an event for the younger generations of the Filipino American community entitled Basa, Canta, at Sayaw, which translates to English as read, sing, and dance. Marianne had joked to those in attendance that she thought only 10 people would show up and 5 of those would be her own relatives. But from what I could tell from attending the event today, that there were approximately anywhere from 70 to maybe 100 people in attendance. The kids heard stories about the traditional dance of the Tininkling, and they were also encouraged, along with the adults, to learn the Tininkling dance. They were also able to sing some songs in Tagalog, which is the native language of the Philippines, and they were also able to sample some of the popular Filipino delicacies, which was provided by one of the now many local Filipino restaurants establishments, and that was Calzada out of St. Paul. And most recently, as of past Thursday, the Filipino-owned business Snack Lux was featured on the Care 11 6 o'clock news, and I also heard that it was featured at the morning broadcast this past Saturday. But they spoke with Erlen Pannon, the owner of Snack Lux, who specializes in Filipino desserts and Hawaiian desserts. Most prominently, she is known for her fresh-tasting halo halo, which is translates to mix-mix, which is a drink with shaved ice. In her version of halo halo, she has milk, while others may use condensed milk, but also many different flavors along with ice cream, jackfruit, all depending on what is available. And also, I believe she had some fresh fruits in her halo halo. And she also had pandesal, a Filipino sweet roll, along with some malasadas as well, and pan de coco. And for our listening audience that are fans of sports, Filipino-American Jordan Clarkson of the Utah Jazz was in town to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jordan Clarkson this past summer competed with Gilas Philippines, which is the national team that is trying to qualify for the Olympics. He played in 2 FIBA games, one in Lebanon and one in Manila. He was able to have a phenomenal game. The former Sixth Man of the Year 2 years ago is now a starter on the young and up-and-coming Utah Jazz, but he finished the game with 29 points, and he shot 7 of 12 from three-point range. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from a group called Love Astronauts, and our theme for the evening is Filipino reggae music. And the name of this song is Hintayan.
Pa rin kaya ako katulad ng pag sa'yo sa mga oras na ito. Ano na kaya ang ginagawa mo? Sana sumagi pa sa isip mo kung kamusta na ba ako. Nais kong malaman mong andito pa rin ako. Asahan mong ako'y aasang, bibigyan mo ba ako ng pag-asa? At masabi mong andito ka pa rin pala, ako pa rin ang pipiliin sa iyong pagdating. Asahan mong ako'y aasang, bibigyan mo ba ako ng pag-asa? At masabi mong andito ka pa rin pala, at ako pa rin ang pipiliin. Ay tagal kong naghintay dito sa
again, that was the Love Astronauts, When Hintayan. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and if you want to hear us on your cell phone, you can find the Filipino American National News on the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. Just to remind you once again that it is Pledge Drive here on the Filipino American National News. Feel free to make a pledge here on behalf of the Filipino American National News at 612-375-9030. Or you can also do it online as well at kfai.org. And the great thing about the Filipino American National News is that we like to provide you with community announcements and have community leaders on the show to discuss their particular organization or their causes to keep our listening audience fully aware of what's going on here in the Minnesota community, but also to other communities in the U.S., also in Canada. And for right now, we are going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from the BBC. Students at one college in Legazpi City were asked to wear headgear that would prevent them peeking at others' papers. Many responded by creating homemade contraptions out of cardboard, egg boxes, and other recycled materials. Their tutor told the BBC she had been looking for a fun way to ensure integrity and honesty in her classes. It was implementing for a recent midterm exam, which were sat by hundreds of students at the college in the third week of October. Professor Mandane Ortiz said the initial request had been for students to make a simple design out of paper. She was inspired by the techniques reportedly used in Thailand some years previously. In 2013, an image went viral appearing to show a room of university students in Bangkok taking test papers while wearing ear flaps, sheets of paper stuck to either side of their head to obscure their vision. Professor Ortiz said her engineers in training took the idea and ran with it, in some cases innovating complex headgear in just 5 minutes with any junk they found lying around. Others donned hats, helmets, or Halloween masks to fulfill their briefs. A string of professors' Facebook posts showing the youngest wearing their elaborate creation garnered thousands of likes in a matter of days and attracted coverage from Filipino media outlets. They also reportedly inspired schools and universities in other parts of the country to encourage their own students to put together anti-cheating headwear. Professor Ortiz said her 2Ds performed better this year, having been motivated by the strict examination conditions to study extra hard. Many of them finished their tests early, she added, and nobody was caught cheating this year. And for right now, we are going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from a longtime group out of the Bay Area of San Francisco. It is a group known as Native Elements, and this is their track, Mythical Dub. And once again, that was Native Elements with Mythical Dub. Just a reminder to our listeners, it is Pledge Drive here at KFAI. You can do so in a few ways. You can do so via the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also do it online at kfai.org, kfai.org. And if somehow you don't hop on the web, you can also go on the Facebook of the Philippine American National News and see our link in regards to Pledge Drive, as well as the KFAI page on Facebook. But we do have time for a few community announcements. And the first one comes from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans. On Saturday, October the 29th, they'll be presenting their Fire and Ice Gala, the 51st Annual Induction of Officers at the Hyatt Regency at 3200 East 81st Street in Bloomington, Minnesota. Festivities begin at 6, and the program and dinner begins at 7. For more information in regards to that, you can contact Lorna at 612-232-4308. On November the 12th, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be presenting their dinner dance and annual meeting. This is their 70th year anniversary, 70 years of service to the Filipino American community in Minnesota. And looks like that will be taking place at the Hilton Minneapolis Hotel in Bloomington. For more information in regards to that particular event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7032. The following week, Saturday, November 19th, from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., they'll be hosting a seminar on bicultural and family issues. Can I tell you how I feel? For more information in regards to that, you can contact Jovelyn Larson at 763-647-0510. And for right now, we are going to end the show with one final track. It is from the reggae group out of the Philippines. They are known as Chocolate Factory. And the name of this track is Kung Ikay Akin. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Personas de Minnesota de 12 años o más son elegibles a recibir la nueva vacuna de refuerzo autorizada para el COVID-19. Estas vacunas nuevas de refuerzo están formuladas para proteger contra la variante del Omicron. Usted es elegible si ha completado su serie de vacunación primaria y si han pasado 2 meses o más desde su última vacuna de COVID-19. Inmunidad disminuye 2 a 4 meses después de ser vacunado, por lo que refuerzos son necesarios para reducir la hospitalización del COVID-19. Nuevas dosis de refuerzo para aquellos 12 años o más están disponibles en la clínica de vacunación del Mall de América y cadenas de farmacia como Hy-Vee, CVS y Walgreens. Encuentre una dosis yendo a vaccines.gov.
Programming is supported by North Point Health and Wellness Center, located at Penn and Plymouth in North Minneapolis. This summer, North Point reminds you that if you feel sick, check for COVID symptoms, start wearing your mask, get tested, and stay home if you test positive. And remember to get your COVID vaccine. North Point Health and Wellness Center is now vaccinating children 6 months and older against COVID-19. For more information, please visit northpointhealth.org.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org